Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Experiencing some kind of a delay. Hopefully everything's okay. I'll just go along as if it is, because that's the way we're going to do it. So Rhino of the Day is this very cool photo of a rhino right there, lying down, take a little napper. Gets a little hot in the African plains, and rhinos will hang out in the mud and take a nap once in a while. That's from page 38 of the book, Our Wildlife World. Rhinoceroses. Okay, so let's get right to Direct Mail Monday. And this is an age-old strategy, an age-old saying in the world of direct mail or any kind of direct response marketing. And Dr. John is here. Great seeing you, Dr. John. So the rule is, if you want to double your results from whatever your mailing is, you mail it out a second and a third time. So the second and the third steps are going to get you as much response as you got on the first step. That's the age-old general rule. So hopefully you're not following what most people do when they do any kind of direct response, but especially direct mail. They mail something out, and that's it. So they do promotions when you should be doing campaigns. So campaign, multi-steps. Now, if you really want to do it right, you do multiple steps and multiple media. So you do mail and email and phone calls and a postcard, and you back it up with some social media marketing and advertising and billboards. I mean, as many different ways as you can to get the message out there. But just doing it once, big mistake, especially if you get results. And I'm going to share an advanced tip as we get towards the edge here. Jerdog is here. Gary Booker. Rich is here. My beautiful wife, Michelle, is here. Great to see everybody. So let's get right into it. So here's an example. I have three examples of this strategy in action. These are three examples of a multiple mailing. I've received stuff from these three before, and now I'm getting more stuff from them. So if I didn't respond the first time, which to all three of these I did not, I guess they have a choice. They could say, oh, well, that guy didn't respond and just forget about me. Well, that could get expensive, right? You're buying the lead somehow through some kind of advertising or buying a list or whatever you're doing. And so to just send out a promotion once and then say, oh, gee, let's forget about him. He's no good. Like, maybe I've been thinking about it, but maybe I can't find it somewhere here on my desk, or I said I'd get around to it and it just slipped my mind. Anything ever slip anyone's mind out there, or anyone else busy? Anyone else bombarded with advertising and marketing messages all the time? So something you were thinking about, and then something came up, phone rang, an email came in, who knows what, whatever, the dog barked and had to go out, something happened. And so you lost focus on it. It's a good thing that the smart marketer sends it a second time. So here's one example. I shared on an earlier, probably almost a year ago, on a Direct Mail Monday, the Perillo Tours. I sent for their brochure, and they had me check, you know, where I might be interested in going. And so they're not going to send me stuff from all over the place, from things I don't, places I don't want to go and kind of trips I don't want to go. So this is the February to December. I don't know what. It just says February to December. Is it a February to December newsletter? It's kind of a postcard size mailing here. But anyway, so it says Perillo Tours invites you to Italy, Hawaii, and the world. Because I believe Hawaii was one of the places I put. I don't know what else. But okay, so we open it up. Has the tab on it, and there it is. It's a 10-panel, 5 on each side, front and back, 10 panels of telling you all about different trips, I'm guessing. Italy tours, Hawaii all-inclusive. Ooh, that sounds cool. See, now, to some people, all-inclusive doesn't sound cool because they like to sample the local food and the this and that. I happen to love the all-inclusive because I don't got to think about nothing. I don't got to have my wallet or my room card or be signing for things. I just go and eat when I'm hungry and I drink when I'm thirsty, exactly like when I'm at home. See, I'm at home in an all-inclusive, right? I'm not like, hey, honey, what's for dinner? Hang on, let me get my credit card. Like, it doesn't work that way. So I like the all-inclusive because it's that low-maintenance, easy feel. But anyway, so they got a bunch of stuff there. Maybe I'll respond to something. And sure enough, they've got a card right there for me to respond. Yes, please send me some more information about Italy, Hawaii, Faith Journey brochure. I wonder what that means. Faith Journey. I don't even see that on here. But in the interest of time. Oh, here we go. That's what this one is. Faith Journey. Huh. No, I don't understand. That's something about custom groups. Anyway, so maybe now. Maybe the brochure caught my eye when they first sent it, and I was like, I'm not sure, or I'm not ready to go. Maybe later, maybe some other time. And then maybe I was just discussing, hey, we should go somewhere on like a two-week trip somewhere with my beautiful wife, Michelle, and like this arrives. Boom! Very smart. Okay, next one, GFK. Those of you might recognize this one because this was the, if I remember correctly, was the surveys company. They're trying to get me to fill out a survey and, oh, I remember this one. They attached $2 bills to the letter. They did it all wrong, the Gary Halbert $1 bill letter. They didn't explain why they were attaching them. And second of all, they attached $2 bills instead of just one, which was very nice, but they're trying to get me to fill out a questionnaire, and I'll get $10. Yep, there it is. As a special thank you, you get a one-time $10 reward for filling out the introductory survey. Problem is, I went to the website to sign up for the thing going like, wow, you know, if it's really, you know, let's report here on Direct Mail Monday. I figured I'll report back to you guys how well it goes. If it really takes just a few minutes, let's say it took 5 minutes, they give you $10, $120 an hour. It's not great. It's not what I could make doing plenty of other things, but what the heck? Let's test it out. Unfortunately, it was going to take longer to do a survey, and they were going to give you, I think, $1 for each one, and not even $1 in cash. It's $1 in credit to buy stuff that they have available, undoubtedly at outrageous prices nobody would ever buy anything at. And undoubtedly without free shipping like I get from buying on Amazon.com or plenty of other places. So that was out. But they're trying again, and they're sending me in English on one side and in Spanish on the other side. For English, the other side, para español, vea el reverso. So they have English and Spanish again trying to get me to go get my $10 for filling out the introductory brochure. Oh, and if I don't have a computer at home, check that out. No internet or computer at home. You know, I had a conversation today with a client, and he brought up, it was a funny point. I forget who he said. One of his employees. He's going paperless. So for 18 years, the office, they're moving offices. And you ever move an office? Oh, my goodness. He has, I forget what he told me, dozens and dozens and dozens of file cabinets. He's in real estate. He was in real estate and a home builder. He had two drawer, four drawer, you know, dozens of them. He's like, holy crap, you know, because he got to keep everything for 7 years in real estate. He's like, get rid of all that stuff. And he just decided, let's go paperless and let's just have everything up on the internet, whatever. And then somebody said, gee, but what if the internet goes down? Now I'm thinking, yeah, what if the internet goes down? Next time somebody says that to you, my client shared, and I'll give him credit. Give him full credit. Maybe he doesn't want to know. Chris. But he said, he laughed. And he said, the internet never goes down. Our access to the internet might go down. I like that. Because I think about that. Like, oh, the internet went down. The internet doesn't go down, folks. But your access to the internet could go down. He's like, then I'd wait till the next day or a few hours to get that piece of paper or whatever. Give me a break. And I spoke to an attorney, unfortunately, couple of weeks ago, or I don't even remember, thankfully. And one thing he said, because he was taking all his notes on an iPad, He said, yeah, the whole office just went paperless. We saved $20,000 a month. $20,000 a month in paperwork, record keeping, storage, just busy work with his assistants, all kinds of crap. And then it's got to be much easier to find the notes because they got to be filed and they can be searched electronically and brought up. And if you want, you can print something out and bring it into the court, send it to a client, whatever. But I digress. You see how once in a while they're going to want to print something out. Okay, that's what we're talking about here on Direct Mail Monday, the power of having something printed out. If this came in an email, it might have. I might get this in an email all the time, just delete it. I don't even look at it. But it comes in the mail, and especially the last one that had the $2 bills attached, well, then I paid attention. And now because it had those $2 bills on the last one, and I recognize that return address, I'm like, I'm definitely going to open this one, not just because it might be more dollar bills, although that makes sense. Why throw out dollar bills? But second of all, they've kind of earned, they've purchased the right of my attention. I just feel that way, and a lot of people feel that way. It's a principle called reciprocity, and it's one of the basic principles taught by Robert Cialdini in his book, The Power of Influence. Okay, last piece for today is this one here. This is a GKIC, company I used to be. That's a Bill Glazer and Dan Kennedy, Glazer Kennedy, insider circle, and I used to be their number one independent advisor for years up in Chicago and had the largest group in the world and taught a lot of people and had a lot of great students and clients and got a lot of great success stories, loved helping people make money. And this is for their semi-annual, they have two conferences a year, this is for their semi-annual conference, I'm guessing, because it says 3 days is all it takes. So I'm assuming it's their three-day conference. And it's in this flashy, yellow, soft kind of envelope thing. And it's got this UFO, like, beam me up to the conference. So I'm guessing it's got a UFO theme, an outer space theme to it. Okay, smart thing if you're hosting events and you want to fill the room and you're doing this like they do twice a year. So if I just got the same mailing every time, hey, it's our conference, hey, it's our conference, that's how a lot of them are done. Oh, it's the annual conference. Oh, it's the conference. Oh, it's the conference. Oh, it's boring. Oh, well, what's it this year? Well, this year it's got the UFO beam me up. Okay, it can have a Western theme. It can have a movie theme. It can have a. I remember one years ago had the blueprint theme, and they actually gave out. Bill Glazer gave everybody an actual full size plastic hard hat. Was on the table when he came in. I remember that because it was in Chicago where I was, and everyone was complaining, what kind of gift is that? I'm supposed to stuff that into my already overly stuffed suitcase and take it home? Forget it. So there were hundreds of them all over the tables at the end of the event, and I just started scooping some up and gave them out to my students and members. But anyway, let's check this thing out. Now, a spoiler alert. What the heck? This is not that easy to open here. Look at that. It's not that easy to open. It stretches. Okay, so think about that. Okay, the convenience of the envelope, you got to think about the recipient. Oh, I see some dotted lines here. You got to be smarter than the envelope. But still, you might think, wow, this is easily sealed or whatever. Here it is. So you tear on this dotted line. But still, if you're mailing to somebody who clearly doesn't have a very high EQ, that's envelope quotient, I had some issues opening it, and they may say, forget it. And I'm still having issues opening it now that I got it partly opened. Is this fun or what? We're alive, folks. You gotta be smarter than the envelope. Now, clearly at this point, I would be saying, you gotta be kidding me. And this thing would already be hitting the trash. I mean, this is way too... Let me get out my trusty Rhino letter opener, although this is more like you need a scissor than a plastic letter opener. Let's get out a trusty scissor, and let's give up on opening the thing, and let's just cut it open already. All right, there we go. We're cutting it open. Now, spoiler alert, I will say, you see the UFO on the outside with the beam me up. I happened to be on the phone with the president of GKIC the other day. Oh, what the heck? Now it looks like it was already open on the top. See, you just got to be smarter than the envelope. Maybe one day. And so I was on the phone with Nick Luisi, who's the president of GKIC, one of my former students from my Chicago group up there, before he even went to work, I think, as just a salesperson for GKIC or the head of sales or whatever. He was a student in my group. I was talking to him on the phone. I said, you know, it just so happens, I'm going to share, because he was like, hey, are you coming to the event? Now, I've gotten multiple mailings and emails and, you know, hey, are you coming to the event? And I said, you know, it just so happens, I have this piece right here, this yellow envelope, and I'm going to share it on Direct Mail Monday. And I'm like, I'm guessing the theme, and I thought this was like rhetorical. I'm like, hey, I see the theme is like beam me up, the UFO. He's like, yeah, no, it's not. I forget what he said it is, like business building or something. And I was like, what's – he was like, yeah, I don't know why they put that on there. So what? So we had a good laugh, and you can too, and you'll see that they'll fill up the room even when they got something like that. But why do that? Why put a UFO beam me up thing on the envelope when that's not the theme of the event? So check this out. This is a interesting mailing here. Interesting. It's got a grommet attaching several square pieces here. I guess these are supposed to be street signs. It says one way, like it's a one-way sign. Yeah, these are like these are like caution signs on the side of the road. So it's a construction theme, I'm guessing. So you got renegade entrepreneurs at work and one way. The only way to go is to come to the event. And what's another one? Road work ahead. You're going to work on your business. I'm guessing that's what it's going to say. That's got my good friend David Fagan is on there. He always teaches the kids. So this is the teen in your house. He teaches the future entrepreneurs of America, which is a great thing to do. Love that he does that. Change lanes now. All right, so the theme here is these caution, you know, these construction things. So when you have a theme like this for an event or for anything at all, it makes the copy almost writes itself, makes it easy and fun to write the copy every year when you have the event. Like, say it was a movie theme, you'd be like, hey, movie stars, hey, Superman. They had heroes, you know, Superman, Batman, this, that. Now they have construction, so it's like, let's make up a few signs. How about, you know, men at work? How about be prepared to stop and see this great guest that we have, or stop by this, or listen to that, or whatever. So there's the theme. Oh, and here we go. Oh, there it is. There's the yellow hard hat theme, out front and back. So you got the male, the female, and if you pay attention to loony lefties these days, that doesn't cover anywhere near all the genders, right? There's like 17,000 other genders. So, but I digress. So they're covering everybody. Let's just be honest and no BS here and just tell you they're covering everybody because they got a guy and they got a gal. And that's all there is, folks. I'm sorry to tell you, if you really believe there are 97 genders and you can change them anytime I want and you can be anything you want at any time, like, it doesn't work that way. Anyway, so there it is. Kate Kickbutt is her name, and John Noble. Very cool. So there you go. Not really. Oh, now I'm – all right, so now I'm seeing. So this is, I guess, approximating another orange construction sign. Could have used color for a couple pennies more. And I guess this is – looks like a UFO. It still looks like a UFO to me, but could it be some kind of vehicle and I'm in the road or beam me up to the construction sign? I still don't get it. But anyway, there it is. And maybe now that I'm getting this and I've got multiple pieces and they're fun and they're cool and, you know, how many – let me ask if anyone's watching and Darren is here and Jim is here. Good seeing you. If anybody can tell me how many bullet points, we'll say, how many points, how many features about this event need to catch my eye in order for me to attend. They got a whole bunch here. You're going to learn this. You're going to see that. You're going to meet this person. This is going to happen. How many of these things? Dan Kennedy's going to speak about this. Oh, celebrity. Guess celebrity Samantha DiBianchi, if that's how you pronounce it. She is a star of Bravo TV's Million Dollar Listing Miami. Okay. So, okay. I mean, not much of a celebrity when the celebrity is a wannabe reality TV star. But anyway, you get to meet her. And if you're in real estate, maybe you do want to meet her. Or anything else if you want to learn from the real estate industry. And how many? Anybody? I don't see the guesses. So I know there's some delay here. But the answer is one. The answer is one, folks. That's why you put out everything you got about your business, your product, your service, your event, whatever it is that you're doing, because it only takes one. Okay, if there was one, I have traveled to events just to meet one speaker, get a photo with him, shake his hand, say hello. Especially when I was running my own events, invite him to speak in my event. Boom, that's worth the airfare and the hotel and the entry to the event. So I've gone to events just for one day, just to check in, just to see that one speaker, just to meet an attendee. Just to meet somebody as one of the sponsors at a booth, just to meet a client or a prospect. I mean, it just takes one reason to get there. So you throw out as many reasons as you can, you cast that net, and you see who's going to come up. So this is not the first, and it won't be the last piece I'll receive from GKIC to come to this event. And maybe it's going to get me to say, you know what, I will go to that event, and I'll give Nick a call back, and I'll be heading to, he told me it was Orlando. And so I'm guessing that's where it is. And it's coming up in like a month. But that's it. So we have the second, third, multiple pieces. That's the general rule, is you will double your response from your first piece you mail out by mailing out a second and a third piece. It can be as simple as mailing out the second and third piece with a stamp on it that just says second chance and then last chance. Boom. You don't even have to change anything. Just send it out again. Now, here's the advanced tip I promised at the beginning, and then we'll be on our way. Here's the advanced tip, and this is a question of math. So all of you that are not that advanced in math, this might be some trouble. I'll get out the old calculator. This is mine. That's my whiteout that I put on there about 30 years ago when I sold thousands of these in my door-to-door sales days, and I kept this in my car so I could add up my sales for the day, my profit for the day every day. And there you go. Still works. Solar. Never needs a battery. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway. Yes. You don't need a calculator for this one. Here's the rule. You cannot multiply times zero. Anything multiplied times zero is zero. In fact, we'll take the calculator. So, you know, boom, 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 times zero equals zero, okay? So here's the caution to the rule. If you get no response on your piece when you mail it out, do not mail it out a second and a third time. Heed the rule. It's doubling the response, not getting more response, doubling the response. So if you got zero response the first time you mailed it out and you mail it again the next two times, you'll get double zero, which is zero. So save the money. If the thing didn't work, check, test, go at, certainly get to your marketing consultant, your board of directors, whoever, you know, the sharpest person you know who knows direct response marketing and direct mail marketing and try and figure out why that didn't work and test that it would. But don't go mail it out to that list again, because you will not, the general rule is, I mean, maybe somebody will buy, but you're not doubling and tripling a zero, right? But if you get, let's say you mail out 1,000 pieces and you get 10 sales, you can say, wow, that was pretty good. We got 10 sales. The sales were $200 each. We bought in $2,000. The mailing was only, $800. So we made some money. There you go. What should we do next? You should mail it out again the second time and the third time, and the odds are you'll get 10 more orders from mailing out the second and the third time. You will have doubled your response without having to come up with something new. Makes sense? But if you get zero on that first one, then obviously you don't mail it out again because you got zero. Go back to the drawing board and start over. Very good. So the fact that I'm getting the second and third pieces here from Parallel Tours, from the survey people, from the GKIC tells me that they're making money from their initial mailing. That thing is working. And so some people are signing up for the event, and some people are signing up for the surveys, and some people are booking tours to Italy or Hawaii or wherever. So they say, let's mail it out again. But if it didn't work the first time, I would not be seeing the multiple mailings. And that's it for Direct Mail Monday. I don't see any questions, comments, or concerns, so we'll call it a day here. Thanks, everyone, being here live and anyone watching on the replay. Any comments, suggestions, questions, issues? You don't like my silly red Hawaiian shirt, anything at all, let me know in a comment, and I will respond where appropriate. And I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. I'm going to pull something out of the news. Is there anything happening in the news these days? Yes, there is. I'm going to pull something that is pretty much the most topical thing in the news these days, and I'm going to teach a business lesson about it tomorrow on Topical Tuesday, so you'll hope you'll be with me then. And for today, I will say over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.